Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining me again today. This is your host, Brother T, on blogtalkradio.com/course mastery or blogtalkradio.com, the best hour. We're going to begin our lesson today in the Course in Miracles workbook. It's day 79 of this new year, 2020. Before we begin, let's pause for just a moment to take a good deep breath and join together in a moment of silence. Lesson 79. Let me recognize the problem so it can be solved. A problem cannot be solved if you do not know what it is. Even if it is really solved already, you'll still have the problem because you cannot recognize that it's been solved. This is the situation of the world. The problem of separation, which is really the only problem, has already been solved. But the solution is not recognized because the problem is not recognized. Everyone in this world seems to have his own special problems, yet they are all the same and must be recognized as one if the one solution which solves them all is to be accepted. Who can see that a problem has been solved if he thinks the problem is something else? Even if he's given the answer, he cannot see its relevance. That is the position in which you find yourselves now. You have the answer, but you are still uncertain about what the problem is. A long series of different problems seems to confront you, and as one is settled, the next one and the next arise. There seems to be no end to them. There is no time in which you feel completely free of problems and at peace. The temptation to regard problems as many is the temptation to keep the problem of separation unsolved. The world seems to present you with a vast number of problems, each requiring a different answer. This perception places you in a position in which your problem solving must be inadequate and failure must be inevitable. No one could solve all the problems the world appears to hold. They seem to be on so many levels, in such varying forms, and with such a myriad or varied content that they confront you with an impossible situation. Dismay and depression are inevitable as you regard them. Some spring up unexpectedly, just as you think you have resolved the previous ones. Others remain unsolved under a cloud of denial and rise to haunt you from time to time, only to be hidden again, but still unsolved. All this complexity is but a desperate attempt not to recognize the problem and therefore not to let it be resolved. If you could recognize that your only problem is separation, no matter what form it takes, you could accept the answer because you would see its relevance. Perceiving the underlying constancy in all the problems which confront you, you'd understand that you have the means to solve them all, and you would use the means because you recognize the problem. In our longer practice periods today, we'll ask that the problem, what the problem is and what is the answer to it. We will not assume that we already know. We'll try to free our minds of all the many different kinds of problems that we think we have. We'll try to realize that we have only one problem, which we have failed to recognize. We'll ask what it is and wait for the answer. We will be told. Then we'll ask for the solution to it, and we will be told. Our exercises for today will be successful to the extent to which we do not insist on defining the problem. Perhaps we'll not succeed in letting all our preconceived notions go, but that's not necessary. All that's necessary is to entertain some doubt about the reality of our version of what our problems are. We're trying to recognize that we've been given the answer by recognizing the problem so that the problem and the answer can be brought together and we can be at peace. The shorter practice periods for today will not be set by time, but by need. You'll see many problems today, each one calling for an answer. Our efforts will be directed toward recognizing that there is only one problem and one answer. In this recognition are all problems resolved. In this recognition, there is peace. Be not deceived by the form of problems today. Whatever any difficulty seems to arise, tell yourself quickly, let me recognize this problem so it can be solved. Then try to suspend all judgment about what the problem is. If possible, close your eyes for a moment and ask what it is. You will be heard and you will be answered. Let me recognize the problem so it can be solved. Let's join together in a moment of silence. Take a good deep breath as we consider today's idea before we have a discussion. Let me recognize the problem so it can be solved. What would you say the problem is today? Would you believe it to be a virus, a global pandemic? Would you believe it to be the potential for economic collapse in our communities, our cities, our states, our countries, our world? And what does the economic collapse represent to us? A myriad of problems. Unsolvable. Just when everything seemed to be just bumping along, just fine. And then a virus comes along. Turns everything upside down. Does it really? We've experienced these things before. Why is this so much different? Are we being manipulated? Sounds like a different problem. Let me recognize this problem has been solved. Let me recognize my problems have been solved. How can I recognize that when it's just a constant stream of fear and even an attempt by some to restrict movement, to cause us to be more afraid of each other, of our neighbors, than ever before, because maybe they've got the virus. Let me recognize this problem has been solved. As I've shared with you before, I'll repeat again. One of my earlier mentors in A Course in Miracles simply shared that this is the easiest course you'll ever take. Well, after reading the textbook and the workbook lessons again and again, I would often challenge that, at least initially. But now I know that's true. There's only one problem. This whole curriculum is here to teach you about one problem and one solution. That all of what we're experiencing in the world today is because we believed there was a problem that never existed. We projected problems onto the world, a mirror, which of course is reflecting our thoughts and simply showing us our fears. And yes, indeed, we are afraid of each other. And now today, on an unprecedented global scale. But there is a solution. But we have available to us. And our practice is clear. We're being asked for two longer practice periods today, which we've been doing over these last few days of these lessons, is to set aside two 15-minute periods, let's say 10 to 15 minutes, and turn off the world. That's the first step in becoming joined in union and relationship, to begin dialogue in union and relationship, to begin being in union and relationship. With what? Why, the Holy Spirit, which is nothing more than your right mind. It is you, calling you back to sanity, away from the darkness of an insane idea of separation. You are not separate. You can never be alone. Even if we're told to stay alone in our homes and don't come out, for fear of death, for fear of calamity, sickness, and death. Powerful tools that can be used against us and our sanity. By who? By what? By a consciousness called ego, by a world under the thumb, if you will, or under the boot, depending on your perspective, of a mass consciousness of fear perpetrated by, honestly, in my humble opinion, very few people who have found a way to use control to elevate themselves above the masses through the use of shiny coins, shiny pieces of metal, pieces of paper, and we're all horrified that we will not survive or we will not survive well, etc., etc. But ours is to turn to the practice. Ours is to turn within. Ours is literally to begin to have some faith that we are exactly as a human race, as a people that are evolving consciously at an exponential pace now, that we are the ones who have manifested this opportunity to shift the control that we've been under for millenniums, to be freed from the control of the state and the powers that we've given away, and to take them back, and to recognize, wait a minute, we are the creators. We are the energy of the creator in action. There is no fear in spirit. There is no doubt in spirit. There is only certainty, the certainty that all is well, that what we believe to be a nightmare, hell, as an experience, is nothing more, literally, than a made-up idea, an illusion, a dream, a chimera. But while we're in the dream, yes, it appears real. And while we're experiencing ourselves and we've contracted ourselves into physical form, we certainly can appear to be experiencing potential fear, potential sickness, potential pain, even death. But death is also just an idea of a mind that's participating in a tiny mad idea. That separation is real. There's only one problem. The idea that separation is real, and we give it a foundation to build off of by our commitment, our mutually agreed upon definitions, that it's true, that the world is as we see it, as we've defined it, as we are being invited to believe in. But that is not true. How can we know it? We cannot, not by our separated self. We practice our practice. We find our place, our little corner of the world, if you will. And you know what? Being quarantined and being isolated and being cocooned and moving back away from the busyness of the world is a grand opportunity. And I promise you, many, 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 many people today are taking advantage of that as they will, based on what they have come to understand about the truth of spirit reality, and simply are going to prayer. And prayers are powerful. Have any doubt? Look at the world today. It is the result of our prayers for things to be different. And when it comes, the ego in fear wants to argue with the process. But we are being asked to be faithful. We are being asked to stand firm. We are being asked to join in union and relationship with the Holy Spirit to be in dialogue and communion with our brother Jesus, and to allow ourselves with some willingness, if you will, with some willingness to at least begin to see that we will be answered. If we can suspend all judgment about what the problem is, if possible, close your eyes for a moment and ask what it is, you will be heard and you will be answered. If I recognize that the problem is separation, if I'm willing to accept that, at least for a brief moment in my practice today, and I turn within to my guide, my friend, my comforter, my teacher, my brother, Jesus, and simply say, what is the truth here? And if I'm willing to listen, not to judge, but willing to listen, I can know the truth. And the truth shall set you free. The truth has always been available to set you free. Free from what? Free from fear. Free from guilt. Free from sickness, sin, and death. It's been demonstrated. It's been shown. And the invitation is open. To you, light worker, to you, old soul, if you're listening to this message with me today, you are part of the change that's coming, and many, many, many of your brothers and sisters will turn to you in observation of your peace of mind. Oh, well, Brother T, I don't have this set up, and I don't know what I'm going to do next. I'm not sure what's happening. Nobody is sure of what's happening. Even at the highest halls of our nation and in our world, there is a transfer, a shift of the ages that's happening now. And we are in the midst of it. And that's why you chose to come into this incarnation. That's why you're listening and reading and discussing and beginning to accept that there is another way and that truth absolutely will set you free. Let me recognize the problem so it can be solved. The first step is recognition, and the second step is to simply allow it to be solved, to quit trying to force my judgment, my opinion, my positionality, my construct of what's needed onto the world, but to allow the solution to unfold, to be able to not only maintain, but to sustain dialogue, to be in union and relationship with my higher self, the self that knows there is nothing to fear. We cannot be persecuted. We cannot be controlled. We cannot be minimized. We cannot be destroyed because we are love. Love is. You are the energy of the Creator in action. You are the conduit, the channel, the vessel, where when you close the gap, make the connection with your higher self, Spirit then divines through you because you are divine. It is you. And all that's required is to recognize the problem so we can truly begin to allow it to be solved. I'm so grateful that you are with me today in this conversation. I hope in some small way I have been of service to you. I love you, my brothers and sisters. We'll be back. Stay the course. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect. The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send